Share the battle, believe. Yeah. Catch my breath for a second, yeah? First of all, Shkoyach. Thank you guys for inviting me to come down. Thank you to Chesky, of course, who has enough fire to light the whole entire world in him. Gotta get all these guys to come down for Parsha Yisrael, no?
Yeah.
He said, I should find some places already.
Yeah.
Some places around the neighborhood. So I wanted to speak about a little bit about the whole idea, the idea of these parshias of Yetzias Mitzrayim, entering into Matan Torah, exactly what's happening. So the different Sfarim, they tell us what happened was that in Mitzrayim, we're in a very, very low place. We're in a very low place. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he needed to take us out. But we weren't really ready to be taken out. We weren't really fitting to be taken out through our own actions. We need something called the Yisrusa Ve'ela in order to be taken out. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that term. I don't know if you guys could tell me like if I need to explain terms a little bit more. But something called the Yisrusa Ve'ela, it means Kadosh Baruch Hu, it needed to... How do you explain that in English?
Awakening from above.
Awakening from above. There you go. maybe an awakening from above, a divine inspiration, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself needs to come and give us a push to take us out. The Svarim tells that through after that we went out from Mitzrayim, and after that, as time went on, we went through Sfiras HaOmer, and we had to continue to work on it on our own to get to the place where we were when we left Mitzrayim, that Leil Pesach, and then by Matan Torah again, we would come back to that same exact level that we were by Pesach, which comes to the level of Atar Reis L'Das. You've been shown to seeing, seen to know. This level of Das. I just want to speak a little bit about this concept called Das. Anybody here familiar with that concept? Except for, I know some people are, but anybody? The Sfarim tells us, the Rizal tells us that the Golus of Mitzrayim was the Golus of Das. The Das was in Golus. So what does that mean? It means that there's something called the Eser Sfiras. There's something called the Ten Sfiras. I remember the first time I ever heard about the Ten Sfiras. I was walking with my brother in Netanya.
And Did your brother?
My brother, Rubenstein. I'm sure you guys have heard about him. I was walking with him in Netanya, and he's like, this was probably like 7, 8 years ago. I want to tell you something, casually, all the basis of Kabbalah and everything like that, just casually. God, this is something called the Ten Sfiras, and he taught me, Gevaldik. Wow, what another world. So there's something called the Ten Sfiras. And there's two ways really to break down these Ten Sfiras. Either it could be broken down into Keser, Chachma, Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Nesach, Chod, Yisod, and Malchus. And they can also be broken down to Chabad, right? Chachma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Nesach, Chod, Yisod, and Malchus. So we see that the Das and there's something called Keser, they interchange with each other. So it's brought down that because of the fact that the Eser Sfiras are always broken down into another two ways. They're broken down into the Mochin and into the Midos. There's the mind and there's the attributes. And a person, this Das that he has within him, is a way for him to connect and to be miskasher his mochin, his mind, and his midos. If a person is living through his life and he's just living in his emotions, then he's not living real life. He's just stuck in the life. He's just stuck in the taivas of his life, in the desires of whatever he would like. The way that a person controls himself, the way that a person can gain control over his taivas and just his desire for things, is through thinking about them. It's through having the moichin that they should be able to guide, his mind should be able to guide him to everything that he's doing. Of course, the person needs to have a heart and avoda, of course. Avodah shebalev, tefillah, right? Baruch Hashem, we were just tonsing away, we had a lot of heart there. But a person, in order to guide themselves throughout a life, in order to be able to have self-control, and not to just run wild, he needs to have moichin. He needs to be able to think things through. That was really the idea of Das. Das, as far as I tell us, is the neshama of the midos, because of the fact that it brings the mochin down into the midos, brings the mind into the attributes of the person. That's what Das does. Das is that catcher between our mind and our hearts. So when he came down to Mitzrayim, we said that Mitzrayim is the gullus of Das. So we needed that we should have some divine inspiration that there should be a Das that awakens us. We should have an awakening of this Das. We should have Midos. That's why we only were able to scream to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'nitzak. We only screamed. We couldn't put any words to what we were trying to say. Just scream to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, help me. Right? But we didn't even say help me. We just screamed. Because like we couldn't really express what to say because of the fact that our mind wasn't really with us. But after we screamed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says, V'yar Hashem es b'nei Yisrael, v'yeda Elokim. It says, v'yeda Elokim. And after that, what happened? Starts in motion on the part of the Sneh. So right away, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, V'yed Elokim, the Das came into the picture, oh, now it's time to start the Gula. Now it's time to start the Gula. That's what the Rebbe Rashab, I don't know if you guys ever heard the Rebbe Rashab, but the Rebbe Rashab, he says that, I hope I'm quoting him correctly, he says, that the dogs in Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael were leaving Mitzrayim, they didn't bark. Why didn't the dogs bark in Mitzrayim? Because the dog, when he barks, he says, Hav, Hav, give, give. A dog is, he says, Lashav, Kalev, Kol, Lev, completely just heart, he says. He has no mind. He says, give, 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 give. But in Mitzrayim, they didn't bark. Why? Because in Mitzrayim, when they went out of Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia this koyach of das into the world, so that the dogs had no room to bark. Because of the fact when there's mochin, then the midos are under control. It's not just taiva going out of control. It's a certain level of self-control. So during the time of Svira, it was the avoda that we were supposed to work on our das, and we're supposed to be able to bring das in us that we should be working on our own. And that by through Matan Torah we'd be able to come to that. Because the true expression of das is when we have Torah. Like it says in the Kutim Aran, he says in Tanina, I think it's Torah Beis, it's about Hanukkah. He says that through halacha you come to das. All right? Through halacha you come to das. Through Torah a person comes to das. The true das, hatar reis la das, hadatan yama shivasa ala vavecha. All these things are said by Matan Torah. Because the fact that the Torah, he brings a person to have a clarity, that they should have a self-control. So the Sfarim, they tell us also that this Chodesh, especially Befrat today, on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, is a time of a person starting new and refreshing themselves in Torah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, already today, this very day, it's Kishmak, really think about this, Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu started to give his whole Sicha in front of Klal Yisrael. Through all Parshas Devarim, started today. The Torah tells us explicitly that today was the day that he started. Today, Moshe began to explain the Torah. Today was the day Moshe began to start. The Sfarim tell us that it means that today is the day that a person could re-find themselves reconnecting to Torah. Through reconnecting to Torah, we'll be able to have that das, that we should be able to think and be able to guide ourselves throughout our lives. My our Rebbe, I was speaking to a Yid named Rav Yanky Herman. Talked about Rav Yanky Herman yet? Ask him about Rav Yanky Herman, okay? Big Yid. So I was speaking to him one time, and I was speaking about about our Rebbe, the Sachina Rav. And I was asking him, and we were just talking stam, he was saying how you could stop, we're walking in the street. You have to take a step back the next time you're walking in the street and think about, what are you thinking about? You know, most people, they go into like this zone of just like, I'm an autopilot. Right? And you could ask him, like, what are you thinking about right now? And they'd be like, you know, that's a very good question, I really have no idea. I have no idea what I'm thinking about right now. Or you're just kind of like in that mode of like, and I think you guys all know what I'm talking about, right? And just like in that autopilot. He says you could stop him. He says, Yanky heard told me, you could stop our Rebbe any single time you want in the street and be able to tell you exactly what it is that he's thinking about right now. Exactly that very moment, he could tell you exactly what he's thinking about. Because he's always thinking, he's aware of what he's thinking about. And he's always in control. That person has to be in control of their life. You know, it's, don't get me wrong, it's a very difficult thing to always be thinking. It's a lot of hard work. You know, but a person has to start. They start thinking, you know, 1 minute a day when I'm walking, I'm just thinking about the Mishnah, no, whatever it is. You know, find something that you can connect to, that can inspire you. And to awaken, especially in this month, that I really believe that there's an extra koyach that a person can really tap in into the koyach of das. So, Meir Hashem, we should be zoicha that through this month, through the Torah, we should be able to really awaken ourselves to really start thinking about, you know, every aspect of our lives and to really grow and start having having control over ourselves. Amen. 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 I give up.
bringing. Alex came all the way from Queens. The minion of the Rebbe's Chabur here. Wow. That's building up an hour inside the minion of the Schatches of Torah, Siat Shmei, Schatches of the Deacon. So Shoshana today. It's not Shoshana. She's also being in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Rebbe for Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah starts out saying there's four Rosh Hashanahs throughout the year. So it's Machlokes Teshame Vithila. Teshame says, the Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah L'Ilan, Divrei Beis Shammai. So today's Mamish, according to Beis Shammai, the Berditch River, held also, that today they had their two B'Shvat Surah, on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Rosh Hashanah L'Ilan. So that means the mitzvah of the day today is that it's a day of Mamish Rosh Hashanah. It's not a... It's a mission. It means that there's a schachis in the world. The feeling of the schachis, of starting new, starting fresh. You could double it also, because there's Rosh Chodesh also. It's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. If you hold that it's only two Bishvat, so it's a Chodesh today, it's Rosh Chodesh today. You know, everything that Rosh Chodesh, the reason why we have a thing called Rosh Chodesh is because the moon starts new again. Right, it starts to build up again. And we know that the Klai Yisrael, unlike all other Goyim, that we go according to the moon. Why? Because the moon is the concept of a waxen wean, right? Waxen wean? What's it called?
Wax off.
Wax, exactly. In the Kud, the amount of times your brother said that also. Mm-hmm. When he said, yeah. But in the Kud of the Levana, is that...
Childhood.
Yeah. The Levana goes up and down, it's big, it's small, it's always constantly changing. What's in the Kuda is that no matter what happens, it's always Mishadish. It's always starting over. And that's why it belongs to Klai Yisrael. Because we're the people of Chiddush. People of Mishadish. Today, Rosh Hashanah, Shchodesh, Givah. So how do we get this Mishadish? And sometimes, why don't we feel this Mishadish? So Ori Dayo has the Torah, I'm sure other tzaddikim can speak about it also. Then in Parsha Shmos, it says after Yosef HaTzadik passed away, it says, V'yakam Melech Chadash. Right? There's a new paro came, a new Melech. Melech Chadash. So Or Gedaliah quotes from different Svarim, but he asks, hold on a second. By Klal Yisrael, there's an Indian of Chiddush. We go by Levana, we're always starting new. Always, we have something new going on. By the Goyim, they don't have anything. There's no Ischadshus by them. There's no Chiddush. They live under Teva, and they choose to live that way. There's nothing new. So how could you say, V'yakam Melech Chadash? Okay, maybe a different, but Melech Chadash, how could Mitzrayim, Daf Mitzrayim, the lowest of all, Erevas Aretz, how do they have Schadshus? Where do they get this Chadash from? So we said before, like we quoted from the Ramchal, Vichazgal Kushmir quotes it also, is that our relationship with Esau, I think Rashi quotes it also, our relationship with the Goyim of the world is like a seesaw. Right, how does seesaw work? One's up, one's down. Except it goes like this. It says when Klal Yisrael is up, the Goyim are down. But it's not when the Goyim are up, we're down. If we're down, then the Goyim are up. The ball is in our control. We control everything in this world. Ein mazal Yisrael, like we say. We're in control. So where does Mitzrayim get this Chadash from? So when we're not using our Ischachas, we're not fresh in our Avodas Hashem. Like Rav Nachman says, Melech Zakin Uchsil. Right? We're Zakin. Zikna de Sitra Afra. We get old in our Avodas Hashem. Right, when we feel that, oh, there's nothing new. I'm not mischadish myself. You know what that chiddush goes to? It goes to the Goyim. Like Rav Nachman clearly says at the beginning of the Kutman. All the kavod's by the Goyim. Why is that? It's not because they deserve the kavod. It's because we're not using kavod properly. And we're not using mischadish properly, chavra. So therefore, what? Yeah, even Paro, the lowest of the lows. Paro's mamish the nachash, like the Zerah Kodesh quotes this past week's parsha. Mamish the nachash is Paro. The lowest. A yakam el chadash? That's it. That's on us. It's because when we're not using our schachas, they take it. It's pasuk Koheles in the first parak of Koheles says, "Ein kol chadash tachas hashemesh." That underneath the shemesh, there's no such thing as schachas. Meaning that what? There's no news. Everything's old, right? You go back to America, wherever you are, going to ask a guy, "What's new?" Okay. What's up? Nothing. Is guys here also? What's new? Everything's just very much within the world of Teva. Ein kol chadash tachas hashemesh. So new, so how do we have schachas? How do we have anything? Sfas Emes says something so givadig, and it's so real. He says, yeah, there's no ein kol chalev tach la shemesh if you choose to be below the shemesh. But if you choose to go above the shemesh, if you choose to be above the shemesh, then it's always hischachus. I'm always being mechadish for myself and everything. Like we say about the borei olam, I'm mechadish v'tuvah b'chol yom tamid. Masa bereishis, every day, every second, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says. So if you choose to be above the shemesh, then you have that. Then you're shayach to hischachus. Coming to Tu Bishvat, according to Beis Shammai again today, the meaning is that the sraf is all of the ilam. I mean, the sap goes up in the tree. So the ma'isa, remember when we had our Tu Bishvat Seder Suda the past 3 years in Queens, Baruch Hashem. Seder, everything's adaliyad. Right? When we had our Tu Bishvat gathering, alright? It's very interesting because Tu Bishvat's all about the trees, and the trees are very beautiful. So the last 3 years in Queens, two of the times it's been snow on the ground, the other time was negative like 5 degrees. And I said to my chavrusa, like, there's nothing, the trees are mamish disgusting. There's nothing going on there. So what are we celebrating? Okay, maybe because Nana itself, fine, but even so, maybe give me something about the trees. Kud is one, on the outside it's not happening right now. But there's this chachas between these chavrusa. There's something going on in the trees right now that we can't see. Pasuk, I think, Devarim says, Adam kimo eitz ha-sadeh. That a person is like a tree of the field. Right? We know also when Moshe Rabbeinu sends the Meraglim in, he says, if you find an eitz, look for it. The eitz is referring to Eo, it's referring to if you find the tzaddik, the eitz ha-chaim. Right? A kulun tzaddikim, like we say. Amich kulun tzaddikim. That we're also trees. And what it means for us also, it's not just that something, see, people say, oh, it's a nice day for the trees and go plant the tree, which is very nice. But if that's what it's all about, then you're missing the whole point. It's talking about ourselves. Rosh Hashanah l'ilanos, l'ilan it says. Ilan is gematria havaya eke aso. Havaya adnos aso. It doesn't say ilanos, it's ilan. And we're all learning sukkah this year. It's gematria sukkah. It's gematria malach. Right? That what it's talking about in us. There's this chachas going on in the pnimius of ourselves. We might not see that, might not feel that, but it's there. And so if you take the gematria of Tu Bishvat, so two, how much is gematria two? Anyone here says 2, then you're kicked out. Like 2 is 15, right? And Bishvat is 313. So if you add 313 and 15, what do you get?
328.
328, it's Matcha Choshech. 2 Bishvat was always Choshech. Yeah, because on the outside there's nothing going on. But we don't live by that. We live by Pnimius, Tavra. We know that. That within the Choshech, right? Within the Choshech, that's where it's going on. That what there's Chach is happening today, and it's something we have to grab onto. You know, Chavra, that less than 45 days until Purim. Right? Less than 30 days till other Purim's in the air. Counting down since the day after Sukkot already. Right? So Purim's mamish coming. So this whole Indian is shy after Purim. Why? Because what does it say about Amalek in parts of B'Shalach? It says, Emche es zecher Amalek mitachas ha-shamayim. So you have to erase them mitachas ha-shamayim. So Sfarim point out, mitachas ha-shamayim dafka. Because underneath Shemayim, that's where Amalek gets you. That's where they, above Shemayim, there's no shadows to Amalek there. But below Shemayim, within this world, Amalek tells you, Mikra, like we learned about. Everything's just Mikra. There's nothing going on. No, don't get so excited. Asher Karcha Bederek represents what? Karcha is a lesson of Kar, cold. They settle you down and say, there's nothing happening. There's no Shkacha Pratis here. There's no Ischachis. Everything's just old. It's boring. It's blah. That's Amalek's whole Shita. Mitachsa Shemayim. If you look, it's a very beautiful Torah from Nassim Breslover and also Tzvi Tzadik. Schussi again, Elenu. Tzvi Tzadik, obviously, in Gematria Purim. It says, Vayihi bimei HaChashverosh. So we know that the Chazal say, anytime you see the word Vayihi, Lashon Tzar. So Rav Nassim asks in the Kutei Halachas, I believe, I saw in Sefer Moadei Breslov. Right? So yes, Vayihi bimei HaChashverosh, what's the Tzara going on in the time of HaChashverosh? What's going on? Right? He says, you want to know what the Tzara is? Vayihi bimei Achashverosh. We were stuck in the Yomim of Achashverosh. Yom represents the Zman. We were stuck underneath the Zman of Achashverosh. We were stuck underneath Teva. Right? Everything in Parapurim is Esther. It's all Hester. It's all hidden. And we were stuck under that. And that's the Iker Tzara. When the Yid is stuck under Zman, when you don't see Ashkacha Pratz going on in the world, then what? That's the biggest Tzara there is. Tzvi Tzadik has an unbelievable remez. Baruch Hashem, that we just had Rav Aaron was Mvaratas with the Sfiros are. So we know that there's 10 Sfiros. And there's 7 lower Sfiros. So the Pasuk says, And Gil Sester, per test pasachafa, says, Al Kain, Karal Yam Ha'ela Purim. Right? It says, Al Kain. Call these days Purim. So, you know, the whole meaning of Purim is that Haman made an Eitz Gavo Chamishim, which represents the Nun Shari Bina. Right? That represents, Nun represents 50. Right? 50 is called the Olam Hashmini, it's called the Olam Haba. It's above 7. Right? If you take 7 times 7, right, it's 49. So Olam Hashmini, Bina is one above that. Right? Number 8. So also within the 7 lower spheros, right, we said Chesed, Gvur, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. So the way it works is that each one is kolal of the other one. It means that what? Just as right now that I'm part of you and you're part of me, so too Chesed has Gvur, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, in it. And Gvur has all them in it. And Kesed, Chacham, Bina also. Right? So it's kolal within 10. Right? So if you take Chesed, right, which is, if you take that, so you have all 7 times 10. Because right, each one is kol of all 10. So Chesed, Gvur, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus, which is 7 of them, and have times them by 10. What do you get? 70. Very good. So you have 70. Right? So we know that Bina, which is the Olam Hashmini, is one above that. So listen to what Tzitz Alek says, Chavra. He says, this is the issue of Purim. He says, Al Kain, Karal Yom Ele. He says, Al Kain Dafka. He says, Al, what does Al mean? Above, Kain. What's the matter, Kain? 70. It says, Al Kain, above 70, Karim, Karaliyam Ela Purim. That's Purim. And what? Above 70, above Teva, in the Olam Habina, Olam Hashmini. That's why if you look, Purim, what should Purim be called? It's called Pur, Ashema Pur. Svarmes, where are you getting that Yud Mem from? What's come out your Yud Mem? 50. Oh. Because we're Ma'orit. It's the Ma'amna Teva. That's the 50, that's what makes it. Akan Karaliyam Ela Purim. Not Pur. Purim. L'mal min atev. That's what Purim represents. Like the B'dichever says, Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is no trika. Like the Rebbe quotes also, Rav Matl, Shlita, quotes that what? Megillas Esther is what? Megala Hester. It reveals what's hidden. It reveals that everything that you think is hidden is really what? It's givadik. But it's time for Nischachas to go above the Olam Atev. Go above the Olam Hashmini. Be in the Olam Hashmini. So now if we come to our Parsha, it's Parsha of Nischachas, Mamash. Chodesh Hazel Lachem. Rosh Chodeshim. Chodesh Hazel Lachem. What does it mean? It can mean the month belongs to you. Right? Alex's Ufraf was Parsha of Chodesh. Right? Beis Nisan. Right? What does it mean? HaChodesh Hazel Lachem. HaChodesh Inim V'schachos Hazel Lachem belongs to you. However, this Parsha is the Parsha that gives us our V'schachos to live above Zman. We think sometimes that, you know, this is what I'm doing. I'm here for a year. I'm da-da-da-da-da. However, why are we planning our whole lives? Be above Zman. You don't have an end to you right now. You're in yeshiva. Be here. You have an ability to connect to above what you think you are. That's HaChodesh Hazel Lachem. Lachem, Rav Tzvi Meyer Zilber points out Lachem, Zosios Melech. That what? You're the king on Zman. We get that this week's Parsha. You know what the Baba Rebbe says? The one person has to live with the Parshios. Whatever's happening in the Parshios now is happening really to us. The what? HaChodesh Hazel Lachem. You're a Melech on the Zman. If you want it, it's your choice. Zman's in your control. That's why it's the first mitzvah. Like Rashi says, the beginning of the Torah. The Torah should have started with Chodesh Zalachem. Rather, Koach Masav Negidamo. Our first mitzvah is a Chodesh Zalachem, which represents that the shorish of all the mitzvahs we do is what? If it's Chachas. The what? It doesn't mean that I show up to Tefillah and yesterday I daven, so today I daven. It's Chachas. I learned morning Seder, okay, now I learn afternoon Seder. No. Totally different Seder, new person. Like we say, Kol Neshama Talaka Aluka. Akol Neshima Neshima. Every breath is a matana. Every breath is new. Tamid. That's the shorish of all mitzvos. So our Rebbe is Rebbe's Rebbe, Zera Kodesh, the Rapshitzer. Zchus Yagin Lina, which is quoted outside. He says that on that pasuk that Chodesh Hazel Lachem is the shorish of all Avodas Hashem. So that what? By each madriga you go to, you have to take with you what? Chodesh Hazel Lachem. Take the Neschachas. Every madriga has to be what? Brand new. That I lived yesterday. And yesterday I learned Daf Chavav. So Daf Chav Zayin now. Olam Acher Legamre Chevra. Hischachos, Tomei Hischachos. That's what we have. This week's parsha is mashpia into that. The Zman. Today's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Shana. Zman of Adar. Zman of Nisan. We have 3 in a row right now that are mamish all about Hischachos. You get the Iyar. You get the Rashbi. Right? For the next. For Tu Bishvat. So Shvat. Tesvav is a holiday. Purim. Tesvav. Holiday. Right? Nisan, Tezvav, holiday. Iyar, Tezvav, holiday. The next 4 months are loaded. You don't go 15 days without saying a hala. Not hala. Without, I don't know. Not saying a tachan, yeah? Well, if you're a citizen, you go every day, you know? But you don't, every single 15 days now, we have something going on. Chevra, this is the zman now. If you want to grab onto it, it's chanches. This is what we have. To keep things always fresh. You know, it says, I'll just read it outside again. It says, Rav Nachman, he writes in Sichas Aran. It says, Rav Nachman would say, 1,000 times a day, say, you know, Hashem, right now I'm committing myself, today I'm going to really start serving you better. And he says, within an hour, he'd be like, okay, you know, I'm starting over now. He says, he would mamash start over, he would kill himself with this. He'd start over 1,000 times a day. Why? Always keeping it fresh. It's not a little thing for kindergartners. It's for us also, Chevra. We need that as chachas. That's what it's about. Grabbing onto this chachas in our Baruch Hashem. To keep it fresh, to keep it alive. Libi chala b'kibi. Cham libi b'kibi, Chevra. What? It's the chamimus. It's the fire. The what? That's the opposite of Malik. A Malik is what? No, karcha. Dafka, on this day, which is David Melch's day, Rosh Chodesh. Cham libi b'kibi. That's what it's all about. Chamimus, Chevra. Grabbing onto that. I should be fiery in everything I do. He said, today's the day of David HaMelech, Rosh Chodesh. Like, all the Sfarim have pieces on it. Today, it's like David HaMelech says, Ani Hayom Yoticha. Says, today I'm born. So, Ori Dalayos Mevar, that's talking about Rosh Chodesh. This is David HaMelech's day, Rosh Chodesh. This is where it's at. So, Rav Matal likes to say, if you take the Gematria Rosh Chodesh, it's Gematria 819, is Gematria exactly David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, which we just sang. Which means that what? That the Metzias of David HaMelech, the Metzias of Mashiach, is what? Tamid b'ischachas. Always having ischachas in everything you're doing. Keeping it fresh. Keeping it givaldi. That's what it means to be shaykh to Mashiach. That what? That you live with ischachas tamid. Just to try to finish off. That the whole Metzias of Mashiach, everything about it, if you want to be shaykh to that derech of Mashiach, it's always having ischachas to you. Which is a couple of ramazim. Say every day, Hamichadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom tovin ma'aseh bereishis. So the gematria of Hamichadesh is gematria of Mashiach. Hamichadesh b'tuvo b'chol is gematria of Mashiach ben David. That what the whole mitzvah of Mashiach is what is chadshus. Mashiach is not something that's just coming later. Mashiach is every single day. There's a gula prati and a gula klali. Gula prati is that you bring a gula to yourself every day. Like Rav Nachman says, Basru miyom el yom yishuaso. That what? The customer says this. Basru miyom el yom yeshuaso represents what? Miyom el yom. From each day, yeshuaso has a different yeshua. And if you do it properly, you can be zochet to that. That's what it means to live b'derech Mashiach. That you're living in a state of gula. What? When you're mischadesh yourself. When you have shaychas deschadshas. Hachodesh hazel lachem. Gematria. Mashiach ben David. Everything is about that. You can't say it enough. To always being mechadesh, chevra. This is what it's about. Just before I finish, I think it's cool to do this on day of Rosh Chodesh, day of David HaMelech, day of Rav Nassin. Just to read part of a tefillah from Rav Nassin, tefillah for ourselves, tefillah for the whole year. That what the Rabbanan was saying, that all of us who think we don't have Sheikhas the Torah, that we haven't done what we've done until now, and we think, you know, it's almost over already. Today's a day where you can mamish. Remember, Chevra, we don't live by quantity, we live by quality. That what? Today where you could multiply yourself, you know, today I'm going to start taking it serious. Listen to the tefillah by Rav Nassim. Zakeo si livli yistakel al zeklal. Rak tichaskeni me'od ki ein shem yesh b'olam klal. Shem help me mechazik myself. There's no such thing as yesh. V'tamshich alai das v'rachim asher eich she'ani. That wherever I am, af al pi shekvar nafalti. Nefila zos v'atzi kampam. Even though I've said Hashem, I'm starting over today. I'm starting over. And I've never been mekayim that. Start over a billion times in one day. And I've still never done it. I said, you know, I'm not going back to that place, and I've messed up. Afa pichin, ein yesh b'olam klal, not giving up. V'zakein l'schazik l'haschil b'chol pamechadash. Help me start over all the time. V'lo epol l'zikna v'sitra af klal. And not let me be old. Help me be fresh. Shelo yidme b'einai shekvar niskanti. That look like I'm done, I'm old already. Shani ragil b'hem, ach yef sharali l'tseis mehem b'shum ofen. I've been doing the same thing for 18 years, 23 years, 25 years. I'm never going to change. It's too late in the game. Chaver chas v'sham. Hatzileni mideos mishubash v'kailu. Help me get rid of that. Uve emes zakeni leida l'hamin shebecholim. Help me believe and know that every single day. Bechol eis. Uvechosha, Yesh Biyadiv Yakoonam Koes, Koach, Lishadish, Vilios Nase, Briach Adasha Mamish. Bora, how do you believe that that's real? However, sometimes we hear so many shirim, but what happens? We don't make a tefillah on it. We don't daven to Hashem. Hashem, help me feel His chashus. Help me renew myself. However, Avodas Hashem is a real thing. It's not a 1-year program. It's not a 2-year program. It's not a 10-year program. It's a life program. And it's the most gevaldik program in the world. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem. You run the show. That's what it's about. But it's about who wants it, we'll take it. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem. Gematria Mashiach Ben David. That's what everything. Can you turn on the light for a second? 1 minute. Oh wait, I don't even know what just happened.
From the outside.
Right, that's what it's all about. And just to finish off with the Zera Kodesh, he says that the Inyan Mashiach is today we call something Shira Chadasha. That's today, Shira Chadasha. So Mashiach comes, it's going to be Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadash. Right, it's going to be Shir Chadash. Shir Chadash, Gematria 822, is Gematria Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu Chevra. So what's Shir Chadash? When I have a schadchus in what I'm doing, when I'm Chadish myself, but that's B'derech Shira. The what? Like it says, what does it say about the Torah? Kisu Lachem Es Ashira Hazos. Torah is called the Shira. Tefillah is Gematria Shira. All of Avodas Hashem is a Shira. You know, Rabbi Nachman speaks about how the way you know someone's doing good is that what you should always have a niggin on your tongue. Like Aaron said before, when you're walking in the street, you know, we go on autopilot. So you know what you should do? You should have a niggin that you sing when you walk in the street. That you hum to yourself. Watch, you want to see that? That's the Shaykh of Mashiach. That's the niggin of Mashiach. Like David Melech is called. Ne'im Zemiras Yisrael. He's a beautiful, a sweet singer of Klal Yisrael. Because his whole life is a Shira. That's what it's about, Chevra. Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadash. Shir Chadash Gematria Ashrinu Matov Chalkeinu, Chevra. To realize that Avodas Hashem, that's your Ashrinu Matov Chalkeinu. To realize that nothing else in the world, nothing else is Ashrinu. Except for the one that we could sit with Chevra on Rosh Chodesh, Mikasher, the real tzaddikim, like Rav Matel Zilber, like Rav Rubinstein, and want to sit together and sing, and to be Chadish each other. Chevra, we should be Zochet, Ma'ash, be Mischadish yourself in Torah and Tefillah, in Ashalom Bayis, in Chaveim, whatever it is, and never forget, Shir Chadash, Gematria Ashrinu, Matov Chalkeinu. Ayah Ashreinu, Matov Chalkeinu, Manayim Yoraleinu.
Beza, 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 Yeshua, Yeshua, Yaakov.
Shabbos.